And now for the next few minutes, I'd like to think with you about when life is turned upside down. During the past month, life has been turned upside down for many people by the horrible fires here in Southern California. For some, their loved ones went on to glory. Many people had their homes completely burned to the ground, including all of their pictures and memories and all of their loved furniture and keepsakes, things they have had for years and years. How devastating to think of everything we lived with gone. Thoughts like this ran through all of our minds as we thought about the fires and the disaster that they caused. And then 2 weeks ago, I was rear-ended in my car driving to work. Before the jarring experience, I didn't have a negative thought in my mind. And then, all of a sudden, I wondered how bad my neck and backbone was hurt. I went to the hospital emergency room, and for 4 hours and 8 x-rays and 2 doctors plummeting my back with their hands, I finally heard one of them say, "You've got no broken bones." And for that, I was very thankful. You're going to be all right. And they gave me some pain pills and said, come and see us if you're in any trouble. Then the next day, I went to the chiropractor, and he checked out my bones for alignment. And after he was finished, and you know, after you go to a chiropractor, you feel pretty good. And I said to him, but I still hurt. And he said, that's your muscles, and they're going to hurt for about a month. And then I thought, you know something? I could have been crippled for the rest of my life. And my whole way of life could have been turned upside down in that instance. Our entire world can be turned upside down in just a few moments' time. Ask any new widow or anyone who has gotten an adverse medical report from their doctors, or anyone of the army of people in recent years who have lost their jobs, particularly persons in their 50s, or a young athlete who has experienced a devastating injury. Life can be cruel to us, and it can happen in a few breathtaking moments. Things we have taken for granted, a happy old age with our spouse, a comfortable retirement, the ability to run and jump and do things we enjoy, can be ripped away from us in a second. You never know when life may suddenly change. It was something like Colonel William Rankin. The year was 1959, and Rankin was flying over Virginia with his single-engine plane, and it was caught in a storm. The plane's engine stalled, and so Rankin bailed out over the field. But the fierce winds caught Colonel Rankin's parachute and flung him about in the air for 45 minutes. While trapped in the eye of the storm, he was pelted with hail and rain. And the storm carried him over 65 miles to North Carolina before the winds died down and allowed Rankin to parachute to the earth. What do we do when life tosses us about like that? Because sooner or later, it always happens. It happens to everybody. Listen to these words from our Lord in Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 1st and 2nd verses. As he came out of the temple, one day his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." And then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." You hear what he's saying? The temple was the center of Jewish life and faith. And he said that in a relatively short time span, it would cease to exist. And he was speaking of change that was so dramatic for the Jewish people that if it occurred, and of course it did occur later, it would be breathtaking. He was talking about a specific historical event, but he could have been talking about our lives. What do we do when our world is suddenly ripped apart? What do we do when the stones of our physical and intellectual and emotional temples come tumbling down? We need to fall back on our faith. We need to reach out in the dark for the steady hand of God. You expect me to say that, I'm sure, but that is where we must begin. It is amazing how many people have reported that a time of crisis was one of the most important times of their lives because it was then that they learned to trust God completely. Christy Denton had always relied on her husband David to take care of her. He was her source of strength, the one she relied on to keep their lives running smoothly. And then in December 1995, David was in a horrible accident. He suffered a massive brain damage. Christy prayed for God to work a miracle and heal her husband instantly, but it didn't happen. How could Christy find strength to take care of David now? In desperation, Christy turned to the only true source of strength available, and they turned to God, and she took Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 31st verse as her motto. And this was the verse that we were reading by way of scripture this morning, and it is read, the Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 31st verse. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Over the next few years, David slowly recovered from his accident. And among the lessons Christy learned from that time was that waiting on the Lord in itself is healing. You're not just marking time while God does God's things. Each day you are making new discoveries about how much God loves you. Each day you're growing stronger in your confidence and in God's promises. This is a lesson many of you have already learned. Periods of crisis have been times of growth because you've learned to fall back on your faith. And you've had to wait on the Lord because there was no other choice. In 1995, model Nikki Taylor's young sister died suddenly of a heart attack. Not long afterwards, Taylor's marriage fell apart. And in 2001, Taylor was severely injured in a car crash. She had to undergo more than 40 surgeries since that accident. Taylor claims that it was her friends and her faith that pulled her through these tragedies. She has refocused her priorities, and in an article in Family Circle magazine, Taylor comments, "I've learned that tomorrow is out of my hands and that I only have today. I learned that God was telling me to slow down to appreciate my life. Now I am 10 times closer with my family and friends, and I don't take one day or one friend for granted." I believe Nikki Taylor is going to make it. In spite of all the adversity that she has gone through. And this is where we always begin when life turns upside down. We fall back on our faith. And then it is essential in times of great personal change that we learn to stand up to our foes. This sounds almost contradictory. Fall back on your faith and to stand up to your foes. It's not a contradictory. In fact, it is a necessary part of faith. How can you say we are falling back on your faith if you give up and quit and let life defeat you? Heartache and failure are part of life. No one avoids them forever. It's like the story of the man who lived in the Midwest. Several tornadoes came near his home, and so he decided to build a storm cellar. And he decided to go first class and build a well-stocked cellar that would give him refuge in a storm. He spent an enormous amount of money on this storm cellar. But as luck would have it, as soon as he spent the money for the shelter, tornadoes stopped coming in his direction. Oh, sometimes a warning would be posted in the news and he would go down to his cellar. But invariably, it would be a false alarm. He began to wonder if he had spent his money for nothing. Finally, there came a major storm that roared through his property and flattened his barn. Afterwards, surveying the damage, he looked up the sky and said, "Now that's more like it." He should have realized that no one evades the storms of life forever. And sometimes the damage is almost more than we can bear. Sarah Renberg was just 15 years old when she was stricken with Bell's palsy, a nerve disorder of the face. As if a teenager doesn't have enough hard, teenage years aren't hard enough, Sarah also had to deal with her physical side of the effects and altered appearance that are hallmarks of her disease. But Sarah doesn't let her troubles affect her attitude. She wrote an open letter to her peers. And in that letter, she vowed to profit from her condition. "I'm going to gain a powerful weapon, empathy. Empathy for all the disfigured people in the world. Empathy for anyone who has had a stroke." And that's what faith is all about. Sarah's world was changed, but she did not let that change crush her. She fell back on her faith, and she's standing up for her foes. It would be so easy for a young person in her condition to run and hide from the world. Instead, she is looking for God's help in her misfortune to give her a real victory. And that brings us to a final essential for dealing with a changing world. Look for God's help. We said, in times of great change, fall back on your faith and gain strength to stand up to your foes. And that's critical. And then we look for God's help. God is always there to help us through any problem or situation we find ourselves in, and God will give us a victory over any disaster that we face. There is no solution that cannot be redeemed if we will turn it over to God. Any change can be an opportunity for us to grow in faith and hope and love. It's like the great story that Mary Hollingsworth tells. It's about the noted director of biblical epics, Cecil B. DeMille, when they began working on the movie Ben-Hur. DeMille talked to Charlton Heston, the star of the movie, about the all-important chariot race at the end of the movie. He decided Heston should actually learn to drive the chariot for himself, rather than you just use a stunt double. And so Heston agreed to take the chariot driving lessons to make the movie as authentic as possible. Learning to drive a chariot with horses four abreast, however, was no small matter. And after extensive work and days of practice, Heston returned to the movie set and reported to DeMille's. And he said, "I think I can drive the chariot all right, Cecil, but I'm not at all sure that I can actually win the race." And smiling slightly, DeMille said, "Heston, you just stay in the race, and I'll make sure you're a winner." Those are the words of God to everyone through time of turmoil, tumultuous change. John, Mary, Heather, you may stay in the race, and I'll make sure you win. Look for God's help. If you cannot see it in the event itself, look for it in the aftermath when you're putting your life back together. I promise you, God's help will be there for you. The disciples of Jesus were impressed by the magnificence of the temple in Jerusalem, and they thought the temple would be there forever. One of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." And then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." And that's a warning about all of life. Only one thing in this world is sure, and that's God's great love for us as revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ. How quickly our world can be ripped apart. Here's how to cope with it, a changing world. It's not easy, but it is sure. Fall back on your faith. Stand up to your foes. Look for God's help and let God give you the victory. No matter what happens to us, God is there to give us the strength and the courage and the help to overcome any tragedy that we face in life. The important thing is to experience our presence with God in our lives. And now is the time to enrich our lives with the presence of our Lord. In a time of silent prayer, let's ask God to come into our lives and help us with the living of our lives. Just pray, "Heavenly Father, come into my life, forgive all my sins, and help me in Jesus' name. Amen." Let's have a time of silent prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, come into our lives and help us with our problems and situations. Forgive all of our sins and bless each and every one of us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.